Hi, everyone. This is Achyuta Bhava from Nightlight Astrology, and today we are going to hear some of the stories that you guys have been sharing over the past couple of weeks with all of these transits to Pluto, the Sun square to Pluto, Mars square to Pluto, the full moon in Aries. Collected a whole bunch of stories from you guys over the past couple of weeks, and so today we're going to take time to hear them and share in the insights and revelations that other people have been experiencing. It's really an amazing thing to do because we're living with astrology each and every day, but it's rare that we stop and listen to, or even take track, kind of keep track of our own stories. But listening to other people's stories and keeping track of our own stories is a really good way to make sure that we're gathering all of the insights from our experiences and from the astrology that we're tracking. If you listen to astrological content regularly, and it's only sort of enhancing your anxiety and attachment to events and outcomes in the future, it's not really serving your spiritual growth. And so the point of this series is to look at the ways that the planets show up in our lives and to just take a moment to meditate on what the lessons have been or what the insights are. So today we're going to take a look at a whole bunch of stories that have come in with the hashtag grabbed. Remember, if you ever want to share a story, just use the hashtag grabbed and then name the planetary transit. For example, in these, you're going to see Mars square Pluto, or the Sun square Pluto, or the full moon in Aries. And then a very brief, maybe short paragraph describing what happened. Please don't describe a million aspects in your chart. It makes it really hard to read. So just put the aspect and the storyline. And then what I do is I aggregate those. And we occasionally do an episode like this where we share your stories so that we can all learn. If we all share our insights together, an insight that someone else has about a planetary combination becomes all of our insights. That's what's so amazing about it, is that anyone's experience of the astrological symbols helps fill out our own understanding of the symbols. So it's just such a good thing to do. It's one of the things that we do in my classroom. Toward the end of my program, we do practice sessions where people bring in charts that they're looking at and ask questions. And we sit and talk about all the different ways in which the symbolism can show up and express itself through the methods that we're studying. If you don't have space in your life for storytelling and reflecting upon the planets, it will really be nothing more than a gossip column in your life to look at astrology, or to have a YouTube channel that you follow or whatever. So this is my humble opinion. Of course, maybe it's not so humble, but I feel like everyone should take time to reflect. If you have an astrological journal you can keep, or whatever the case might be. So at any rate, we're going to dive into that in a second. I've got some really good stories that I want to share with you. But before I do that, my new course, Ancient Astrology for the Modern Mystic, is coming up very, very shortly. It starts on November 13th. You can check it out on my website, nightlightastrology.com. Go to the first year course page and click on it. And when you scroll down, you'll be able to learn all about the program. There's 30 classes on the year, 12 guest lectures. We have breakout study sessions led by tutors outside of those 30 classes. We have a group forum discussion that's active year round. You can email us, a tutoring staff that's on call year round. There's tons of recommended reading, listening, optional quizzes, bonus lectures. You can email me anytime. You get to download and keep all the material for the course. It's just a ton of really, really good astrological education. So if you scroll down through this page, you should be able to learn everything that you need to know about the course. The early bird payment, you have to take advantage of that by the week of class. So you just have a few more weeks left to use that. It's saves $500 off. There's a payment plan for the full price. If you need it, you can use a payment plan. We also have need-based tuition for people who might be struggling for whatever reason. We try to make sure there's always a really budget-friendly option for people whose finances maybe can't afford for whatever reason. Maybe you're a single parent, or maybe you've been laid off or something like that. Whatever your situation is, take a look at that, see if it might help you. All right, so hope to see some of you in class soon. Email us if you have any questions, info@nightlightastrology.com. So let's take a look at which transits are going to be featured in today's storytelling episode. And we'll look at the real-time clock here. So the main transits that we're looking at are, over the past week or so, we've had the Sun and Mars square to Pluto. That's pretty much the focus of our storytelling today. Mars went over Pluto yesterday. This week, it's been in very close proximity all week. We had the full moon in Aries on Wednesday. That was, you can see, let's see that one right here. And we also then had the sun squaring Pluto. The sun squared Pluto right about October 17th. So the past week has been filled with a lot of planetary drama. Mercury turned direct, Jupiter turned direct. So what kind of stories did we hear from you guys? And I have a few insights at the end, as always, that I want to share based on these things that we can all learn. But one of the great things about hearing stories is you can imagine what kinds of lessons and challenging things people are going through when these transits occur. We're not alone when we listen to this channel. You know, so many people listen to this content or maybe receive content from multiple astrology sources. And you go through these things and you think, you know, you're going through it alone, or you know everyone's going through it, but you're not sure how intense it is. Is it all in my head? So it's really good to hear stories about what other people are going through, and to know that you can imagine what lessons people might be learning, the pain, the joy that people might be going through. And it really helps to create empathy, to create a sense that we're in a kind of cosmic community here. So we're going to look at, so these are all sun, Mars square Pluto stories with maybe one or two Aries full moon stories in the mix. But here's one, and I'll warn you in advance, this week's, you know, Pluto, Mars, Sun, Pluto transits are difficult. So these are a little bit heavier. We'll have some good, hopefully some lighthearted transits to share with a couple of other things that are coming up too. But at any rate, let's go through these. So Sun, Mars, and Pluto combinations, all of these. Okay, so I'm not going to break down which is which. They all come in between or right during one or the other, or both back to back, because they happen so close within a week. One of my kids, this individual is sharing, got super sick. With all the stress and exhaustion, my husband also admitted to having a small crush on a colleague. I went bananas. It was so intensely cathartic. We had a really deep conversation, lots of crying from both of us, and we're en route to marriage counseling. I hope this is a wake-up call. Wow. You can feel the way that that's just sort of nuclear. Daughter gets really sick. There's this big revelation from husband. Remember that Pluto transits tend to reveal things that are hidden or that are below the surface somehow. Here's another Sun, Mars, square Pluto. My daughter has found her father-in-law in a life and death struggle with alcoholism. She engaged the women of the family in an enlightened discourse on transformation, having to voice her values that were somewhat controversial, but ended up being accepted by them. So here's someone who's confronting her, sort of like her in-laws, about a father-in-law's life and death struggle with alcoholism and the fact that maybe there's some enablement going on or whatever the case might be. Falls in line with the Sun square Pluto's emphasis on the issues of fathers. It's a big theme. You would not believe how many of these. I had to weed through them, but there were so many that were just all about fathers. This is Sun Pluto, a family member who is charged with, he was charged with pedophilia while he was a priest for apparently watching nude pictures of underage children. He is now married and has 5 children and has a lot of restrictions on his life. One of his children, not now living at home, has had mental health problems and this week accused him of taking nude pictures of him when he was little. This family member was supposed to be in court this week to get his restrictions lifted, but obviously now he is facing the possibility of going to prison. That is so heavy. And yeah, our prayers go out to everyone involved, and prayers for healing and, you know, some appropriate justice in the situation. That's, wow, you know, it's like, and that's the Sun Pluto too, where there's an abuse of power or an exploration of things that have been hidden or concealed that come to light. So here's a slightly lighter one. This is a full moon that happened across the second and eighth house axis. Remember, you've got the Libran planets in this person's second house with the full moon and hitting Aries in their eighth house. And they're a sales rep, a realtor, and they had 3 very highly priced listings and sales come through on the day of the full moon. And it was like a really big deal for them in their career. That's kind of an uplifting one, but you can see how that's, in this case, how that's hitting the second and eighth house axis, my money, other people's money. So that's a really big one. So for some people, you know, it's going to show up as this windfall potentially, depending on what house it lands in. This is a person who has the transit through their seventh house of relationships. Me and my partner have been struggling with unresolved issues in our relationship. He has an alcohol use disorder. They decided to separate and they're living apart. And in early September, they started living back together after trying to work through things. And today, as the sun squared Pluto, she found alcohol hidden in the garage. And she said she's doing her best not to lose it. So our prayers go out to you too. That's just, how devastating must that be? And it's so funny how in watching these stories come in, there were a lot of stories about things being revealed that were dark or difficult to deal with coming into the light of being illuminated, being able to see, oh my God, like look at this thing that's been hidden. So this person said, I'm doing my best not to lose it. And we pray that you continue to do your best and, you know, hang in there. You'll get through this. This one was really interesting, a really interesting dream image that someone had with the Sun, Pluto, Mars combination. I had a dream that a large asteroid or comet came streaming through the sky and was so intense that when it hit the Earth, everything was covered and consumed in beautiful golden light. And I felt the light wash over me, and it was both beautiful and destructive. I find that sometimes my dreams reflect what's happening in the astrology. Very cool. Isn't that interesting? And who knows what the dream means or why it's there sometimes, but just the fact that it is there and that the cosmos is saying, here's a way of thinking about it. Here's a way of seeing it. I always appreciate when dreams somehow give me a glimpse into the astrology of the moment, even if I don't know what they mean necessarily. So, holy conflict in the workplace. Here's Mars, Pluto. It's only Wednesday, and the amount of friction, power struggle, and disharmony where I worked has reached what feels like a peak, which is abnormal, given that both my boss and I are two who are known as having deeply empathetic and peacekeeping personas. Our debrief was so heated that I had to pause the conversation and go home to regulate. So I've seen that a lot. I had a couple of clients this past week with Mars, Pluto, were dealing with big blowups in their workplace. It's just, that's in the air. That's kind of part of the Mars Pluto dynamic, is that kind of feeling of a nuclear blowout somewhere. I recently disclosed, here's disclosure, to my mother, the sexual abuses and manipulation I suffered at the hands of my father during and after my parents' divorce. Not only did I carry these abuses silently for years, I blamed my mother and had convinced myself that my father was the victim. The revelations of my history, once finally faced and examined and rectifying the misplaced blame, in my own mind at least, has been deeply healing. However, I've yet to face my father and ask for his acknowledgement, apologies, and atonement. I'm currently estranged from my father, and my siblings are now questioning my reasons. My mother is asking me to speak with my father this week so that we can all move on. So, wow, our prayers to you as well. You know, look at the things that people are bearing out there, you know, and this is, if I had to put it simply, over 10, 11 years of doing readings for people every day, it's like, it just makes it really hard to ignore the baseline of suffering in the world. And this is one of the things that's drawn me deeper and deeper to yoga, is watching people ride the roller coaster of fortune, up and down, things are good, things are bad. Right when you think you're getting comfortable in the material energy, you know, it shifts, it changes. And people are dealing with heavy stuff, almost everyone, you know, and even when it looks like people have it good, like I've spoken to people with incredible wealth that look like they have things that so many people would want, and they're often miserable. So, you know, misery loves company, and it's good to just remind ourselves of that this is, I mean, I'm serious. Like I had 100, maybe 200 emails, something like that, people sharing stuff. And this stuff is mostly all very similar in terms of the heavy stuff being revealed, being seen, having to be dealt with and worked through as Mars and the Sun hit Pluto. That's the kind of transit it is. This one is, I thought this one was kind of a funny story, even though it's kind of, it's a little heavy too, but this one's longer and I'm actually going to read it for you. We had wallpaper installed in our guest bathroom and I decided that I didn't like the paper. Instead of calling the wallpaper installer to come and change it, I decided to do it myself since it is a very small accent wall, 3 sheets of paper. So I removed the old paper and gathered all my tools. Seeing the wallpaper guy do it, I thought for sure I could do it, accomplish the job on my own. I started out fine, getting all 3 sheets cut without incident. I got the first piece pasted and ready to hang, got it hung on the wall and began to use the razor blade to cut the top and bottom straight and had the blade upside down and pressed my finger right into the blade, cutting my finger open. I was bleeding, and so my husband came in to help me get bandaged up. It wasn't too bad, so I moved on to the second piece, got it pasted, and started to get it installed. This one required me to cut a hole in the center to accommodate a mirror bracket, so I again grabbed my razor blade, and as I went to cut the paper, I nicked my knuckle. These were brand new blades, so very sharp, and this cut was a bit more serious. I started bleeding pretty bad, and it was very painful. I spent a few moments wondering if I might need to go to the emergency room for this one. I bled all over the wallpaper and needed help from my husband again. This time, my husband came in and had to wash the wallpaper and help me get a tourniquet on my finger and help me finish the piece that I had already started so as to save the whole job. The paper was almost installed, just needed a 2 feet section cut off to be completed, and then I could stop and finish later. If I didn't get this piece finished, I was going to have to buy a whole new roll of wallpaper, take it all off, and start again, as I only had just enough. Now my husband had to be in there with me because both my hands were injured. I found a safer blade and gave up the blades I was working with, but I still needed to hold a tool to protect the paper as I cut and couldn't do both while injured, so he held the tool while I cut. In his attempts to help, mixed with the stress of the situation and his annoyance, he shoved the tool right through the paper, leaving a tear that rendered the whole job failed. It was official. We would have to tear it down and start again after ordering more paper. Oh, it sounds terrible. And so Mars, Pluto, just a bloody blow up. This experience prompted discussions with my husband about the role of women in the house and if it is appropriate to attempt a project like this without being involved. In parentheses, really means him in charge. He believes that if he had been in charge, he could have avoided all the disaster and everything would have gone perfectly. Needless to say, we will be taking this experience into therapy. I'm sorry, it's not funny, but it is. It's like, I only laugh because I'm married and I can just relate to crazy, you know, just the spaces that we sometimes get into. I am sorry to hear that this happened. It sounds so Mars in Libra square Pluto. There's this bloody blow up that leads into explorations of gender roles and marriage dynamics and all over a couple feet of wallpaper. So thank you for sharing that with us. I think it gives us both depth and, you know, something that's really real that you're dealing with. And also, you know, the absurdity of the situation is pretty priceless in my humble opinion. So at any rate, these are people who wrote really long entries, and I'm just going to summarize them for us. One person wrote in talking about a promotion that they received, but the promotion has created division and competition among their coworkers who are also all gunning for the same promotion. Very Mars Pluto in terms of the competition and the feeling of underhandedness that was starting to surround the situation after a person got a well-deserved promotion from the sounds of it. So hopefully things die down for you. Someone who wrote in saying that they realized as the Sun was squaring Pluto that they have a problem with alcohol and are now seeking treatment. Good for you. Good for you. Someone said, I finally told someone the truth about something that I've been hiding for a really long time. They go on to talk about it. It's just a little too long for me to read. But this is someone who needed to tell a truth in their relationship. And they did, and congrats to doing the hard thing. It's not always easy to do. And so if it was something that you needed to get off your chest and share the truth about, then I'm glad that the Sun Pluto helped you come into that light. Someone found out that they have a hernia that they didn't even know that they had, and that it will require surgery, Mars square Pluto. Wow. Yeah. Good luck on the surgery. We hope it goes well. My daughter had to speak, this is a summary, my daughter had to speak with a school principal, or I'm calling it a principal, this is from a different country, so I'm assuming it's something like a principal, and stick up for herself and defend herself regarding something she had been accused of. The principal at first dismissed her and accused her of lying. And then when more evidence was produced, the principal was forced to apologize to this person's daughter, and the daughter ended up okay. But there's a confrontation with power and the need to stand up and defend yourself in the face of someone powerful accusing you of something. I mean, that's so Mars, Sun, and Pluto. So those are some of the stories I wanted to share today. And the first, there's three things that I take away from this when, as I was reflecting on these stories this morning. One, and this is important for Mars and the Sun in Libra, a sign that's often associated with justice, but also the entrance into the underworld, the dark half of the solar year from the standpoint of the Northern Hemisphere where the symbolism of astrology was born. Justice is something that's always at work, but it's often at work in ways that we can't see, we can't understand, and it doesn't feel fair in an assessment of through an assessment of the rational mind. But we have to trust the process. We have to trust the process that things are always balancing out, and that things among us, between people and institutions, are often in our understanding, very unfair and even cruel. At the same time, if we can place our trust in the process of cosmic justice, of cosmic balance, that all things are moving toward equilibrium in a way that we can't always understand, that there is this greater harmony that we can't always understand. But if we place our trust in that, we trust the process, we'll often see that we can start walking through life with equal vision. We can start to see how things rise and things fall. And despite the rising and falling, there's a kind of balanced center point that's there. It's not something that we have to try to embody in any physical sense, walking through the world, pretending to be some kind of perfectly balanced person. It's something that we trust is there that can be tapped into. Astrology helps us tap into that by seeing the ups and downs and by understanding that they're all a part of a greater design, a greater order, a greater symmetry, a greater rhythm. The ancients called this the music of the spheres. We can almost even think, rather, if justice is too hard, just think there's music playing right now. It's moving according to, you know, rhythm and time signatures, and there's beauty in it. So if you can't trust the justice of it, trust the beauty of it. So, but trust the process. Number two, whatever is hidden is almost always going to be uncovered. Maybe not in our lifetimes, maybe sometimes, you know, it's going to take things coming up in our children's lives or our children's children's lives, but whatever is hidden in some way eventually will be seen, will be uncovered. So living in the light, living in truth, living in a sense of courage to confront things that we want to push down or that we're afraid of, you know, it's not easy to do. Sometimes we can't do it all at once, but when things are revealed that have been hidden, we have to, again, trust the process. Trust the process that things that get hidden, that get buried, will eventually in time come up, and that we can deal with them. We're strong enough to deal with them and move through them. And three, whatever is broken eventually will be mended. We can see so much brokenness in the world and in our lives. But if we pay attention, we also notice that there's always a process of healing. There's a process of things breaking down, and there's a process of things building up. We can see this in so many great religious and spiritual traditions that tell us, be patient with the process. There's always going to be degeneration. There's always going to be decay. There's always going to be entropy. And then there will always be a period that comes where things are built back up and sewn back together after they've fallen apart. So for people dealing with breakdowns in relationships, in your body, in your workplace, these breakdowns are like, how can you stop the tides from coming in and out? You know, so sometimes we just have to trust the process of nature, of life in the cosmos. And I don't know of any way to trust the process than to share stories like this and hear what other people are going through. Every day when I talk to clients in my astrology practice, it reminds me that like my own brokenness is always in the process of being mended, and things are always in the process of falling apart. There's something trustworthy about that, even though it sounds kind of like a hard thing to trust. It feels like there's no stability in it, but there is a secret and beautiful center in the midst of that. whatever's hidden is eventually uncovered. Whatever justice is at work, it's trustworthy, it's beautiful. These are things that I've been learning over Libra season as some of these transits have come and gone. I've had the pleasure of reading all of your stories. So thank you so much for sharing them. And remember that if you ever want to share a story, use the hashtag grabbed. And remember the ancient word for the planets, grahas, were grabbers. But there's a dual meaning. To grab means to be seized unconsciously by the planetary forces. To grasp means to understand. To understand these movements from the perspective of an immortal, eternal being. And we can tap into that and cultivate the inner life of the soul. Then the things that we're here to live are all inherently trustworthy. So I hope that we all can trust the process a little bit more after hearing these stories and going through these experiences together. I'm so thankful for all of you. And I hope you guys have a great weekend. And we will be together for lots more next week, lots more astrology coming up, and looking forward to it. All right. Take it easy, everyone. Bye.